What benefits does the internet bring to communication? The internet has completely revolutionized the way we communicate. It has made communication faster, more convenient, and more accessible than ever before. With the click of a button, we can connect with people from all over the world through various platforms like email, social media, video chat, and messaging apps. This has made it easier to maintain long-distance relationships, collaborate with colleagues, and meet new people. Additionally, the internet has given a platform for voices that may have been marginalized in the past, allowing for more diverse perspectives to be shared and heard. Which one is better, being a communicator or a listener? In my opinion, it is better to be a communicator than a listener. While listening skills are important, communication skills are essential in order to express yourself effectively and achieve your goals. As a communicator, you can share your thoughts, ideas, and emotions with others and influence the world around you. By being able to communicate clearly, you can build stronger relationships, negotiate better deals, and lead more effectively. While listening is important to understand others, being able to communicate effectively is essential for success in almost every aspect of life. What qualities does a person need to have to be a communicator? To be a good communicator, you need to have several key qualities. First and foremost, you need to be able to speak clearly and confidently so that others can understand you. You also need to be a good listener in order to understand the needs and concerns of those around you. Additionally, it's important to be empathetic and understanding so that you can relate to others and build stronger connections. Finally, being able to adapt your communication style to different situations and audiences can also be a valuable skill. By having these qualities, you can become a more effective communicator and make a positive impact on those around you. Why do some people dislike using the internet to communicate? Well, I think some people don't like using the internet to communicate because it feels less personal. When you're talking to someone online, you don't get to see their body language or hear the tone of their voice, and that can make it hard to really connect with them. Plus, there's always the risk of being misunderstood or misinterpreting what someone else is saying. Some people also find it overwhelming to keep up with all the different messaging apps and social media platforms. And then there are those who simply prefer more traditional methods of communication, like talking on the phone or meeting up in person.